systems. He brings over 16 years of professional experience in IT operations, engineering, and architecture from his roles at organizations of various sizes, ranging from IT startups to large enterprise businesses, including University of Florida and Autotrader.com. Justin's professional focus areas are systems engineering, virtualization, storage, and automated administration. As solutions architect at Veristore, Justin is engaged daily to understand the requirements, business challenges, and objectives of Veristore's customers and strives to exceed their expectations. Please welcome Justin Linen-Cole to Cloud Computing East.
Thanks, Marty. Appreciate that. All right. Well, thank you everyone for the time this morning. As Marty said, I work with Veristore Systems. I'm a solutions architect in our cloud services business unit. Week over week, I'm working with customers to understand their requirements around their data protection and disaster recovery needs. Most of the talks that I've attended thus far at this conference and honestly in other cloud-oriented conferences, there tends to be a lot of focus on delivery models that are more focused on software as a service and moving everything into the cloud. What we find in terms of interviewing customers week over week is that some are that far along in their journey, but many do still have a significant amount of infrastructure on-premise that they're still very concerned with protecting. Oftentimes they have backup solutions that they're not terribly confident in, or they have a patchwork of various backup solutions. And also, if they're honest, oftentimes their existing disaster recovery plans are not sufficient to meet the business's actual requirements. So I want to talk a little bit about other ways in which you could use the cloud to meet your data protection and disaster recovery needs. Let's see. A little bit about Veristore. We are an Atlanta-based IT solutions systems integrator. We have three major legs to the business. Our integrated solutions is really the professional services, IT infrastructure solutions aspect of our company. We were founded in 2001 and focused primarily initially on enterprise storage solutions. Two of our four partners were actually within the first 300 employees at EMC. So you can understand why we have the storage roots. We also have our cloud services business unit, which is the BU that I operate in, and Veristore Capital, which focuses on IT financing and leasing. These are some of the solution component partners. We have strategic partnerships, not only on the integration side, but also some of these technologies that you see here are what we use in our clouds. And various accolades that we've earned over the years. The one that I'd call attention to relative to cloud services is in 2011, VMware awarded us first to market with DR to the cloud. And some of our clients, you might recognize some of the logos up there. So as far as our cloud services offering, again, we focus primarily on data protection and continuity. We have our cloud backup service, which is a fully managed backup service where your offsite copies are going to one of the two facilities we offer our services out of, located in Atlanta and Denver. Cloud continuity, which is focused on BCDR, so your business continuity disaster recovery service, and cloud secure archive, which most often where we see that solution aligning is in the healthcare and government space, particularly around data that needs long-term archive, encryption, full accounting and access control, and document integrity. So why backup in DR? While it seems like a rhetorical question, fairly obvious, businesses make significant investments in information systems. If you look at what's going on in healthcare and has been going on for the last several years, particularly in the small to mid-sized practices, you have either complete replacement of EMR, EHR systems, or you have massive upgrades and transitions that these organizations are going through. And they have complete reliance on these systems. It is unacceptable for these systems to be unavailable for an extended period of time because they cannot conduct business. It's not acceptable to not be able to access patient history and know how to treat this patient. So there's a very time-sensitive aspect related to these systems and their availability. And of course, mitigating risk and making certain that these systems are up and available at all times means that you have to have the appropriate measures in place to either protect the data and applications, which tends to be not enough to ensure availability, or to have appropriate disaster recovery and continuity technologies in place to ensure availability. Backup alone tends to have recovery associated with it, and that means a longer RTO, a longer recovery time objective. And as many of you know, medical imaging systems, EHR, EMR systems, and so on, this is not a quick recovery typically. If you go through a massive restore where you have millions of files that you have to restore for an imaging system to be accessible, it's not going to be a quick process. A couple of additional examples already mentioned here. In federal government, of course, you have various initiatives around records management reform, digitization of existing records, strictly digital records going forward, and also the need for e-discovery platforms, content indexing, search, being able to access various records, and so on. So there's obviously a very strict reliance there as well. As the government moves more to digital only, then systems must be available. Another couple of points on backup and DR. So backup and DR, in essence, are investments in technology from an insurance perspective. You have no ROI on these investments until you actually use them. If you don't do any sort of recovery, there's no ROI there. If you take a legacy model for continuity and you stand up a second site and invest in second infrastructure and have replication of that second site, and you're scaling that second site as you scale your primary site and so on, again, you have no ROI in that investment in that second site unless you actually have an event that causes you to fail over to that second site. And of course, taking on DR as a customer that's going to own and operate their own DR solution is not only significant from a cost standpoint in that infrastructure investment, but it's also a very significant burden to that IT staff. Being able to do that and operate that second site and constantly be monitoring the replication, making certain that the recovery point objectives are maintained and so on, is a very significant burden that most shops are not well equipped, one, to take on these tasks, as they don't necessarily have that expertise on staff, and two, they don't necessarily have the manpower. Most often when you go from customer to customer, you find that they don't have enough staff to be able to sufficiently address the needs of the business in the first place, much less run just the critical aspects of their infrastructure. So there, as you can see, you start to build a very compelling use case around why you'd want to go to a third party, why you'd want to leverage a cloud-based approach in order to address these specific needs of the business. And then, of course, around the scaling of your infrastructure, a secondary site and primary site, and the growth of the primary site and scaling the secondary site, any IT manager or director knows that you have refresh cycles. These things happen typically 3 to 5 years. Some shops will run 7 years plus. But at some point, you are refreshing infrastructure. At some point, you may decide to change vendors. You change storage vendors. You change, you know, who you're aligning with for your infrastructure. And you're going in again and spending an awful lot of capital. And if you're doing that also for a secondary site, that again becomes very expensive. So I'm going to leap into a couple of ways in which to address this. Obviously, I'm speaking specifically from our cloud services and what we offer from a backup and DR as a service standpoint. But some of the points that I have related to our cloud services, I think, are very compelling from the standpoint of just cloud services in general when you're looking at data protection and DR as a service. So And another point that I want to make is that cloud backup, or not cloud backup, backup in general, should not be treated as your means for DR. Your offsite backup, your storage of backups offsite, and so on, referring back to the earlier example of just point systems that you're looking to recover. If you're looking to restore your entire site, no matter how many systems you have, it could be a very small practice. Maybe you're looking at a site that only has 30 to 50 servers. Maybe you're in a shop that has 2,000 servers. If you need to recover all of those in a reasonable time frame so that you can fully operate, doing that from offsite backup, recalling tape, maybe you have a contract with a provider that's going to make equipment available and so on, that is a fiasco that you're trying to go into and then meet that recovery objective. So the technologies that you leverage for backup versus continuity are completely different. In order to meet a stringent recovery time objective and a minimal recovery point objective, you need replication technologies. You don't need backup and recovery technologies. And of course, referring back to some of Chris's points, virtualization is absolutely key. You want complete portability between the primary site and any secondary site. And you also want to have a certain level of, being storage agnostic and hardware agnostic, so that wherever you're restoring to, you don't really have to worry about, well, I was a NetApp shop, I need to have, you know, NetApp at the target and so on. It's not necessarily the right way to go in order to achieve ultimate portability and also to be able to choose that provider going forward. You want to be able to go wherever you want, wherever it's most cost effective, and where ultimately it's meeting the SLAs and the business objectives. So our cloud backup service is based on Commvault. For those of you that are not familiar with Commvault, third year running, they are in the top right. They are the leader in Gartner's Magic Quadrant for Enterprise Backup. Our cloud backup service is an on-demand capacity model. So it's elastic. It's tracked per the amount of data that you're backing up. That can go up or down according to fluctuations in your environment. And there is no per server application or licensing fees. We're not concerned about the quantity of systems that you're backing up. We're strictly focused on the amount of data being protected and ultimately how much storage you're consuming in the cloud for offsite copies. And there are self-service related aspects. So when I say that it's a fully managed service, you can still do your own recovery. You can still run your reports. We're concerned strictly with the data being backed up, making certain that the jobs are running correctly, that we're meeting your RPOs, that everything is operationally healthy. And how it works, it is a hybrid approach. So we're deploying on-premise equipment, and that's so that we can do high-speed backups off of Storage Fabric and these sorts of things. And then we send deduplicated and compressed and encrypted backups off to one of the two facilities, either Atlanta or Denver. Now, this is strictly for treatment of backup. So not to deviate from the point that backup is not DR. I mainly threw this in strictly from the standpoint that, again, when we interview customers, most of them are not very happy with their backup solution. Not very confident in it. And honestly, you usually don't have somebody on the IT staff saying, ooh, I really want to run backup. You know, oftentimes it's, let's go ahead and outsource this to someone who day over day lives and breathes backup and makes certain that it's being done right. Because it's never fun when you go to restore and you can't. The cloud continuity is a usage-based service. It is strictly resource focused. So we're looking at the resources required to run the business at a secondary facility. So we're metering month over month. And as your workload characteristics change, we're changing the resource reservations. So that's one of the aspects relative to the flexibility in billing. Again, it's up and down. We have two locations again, it's Atlanta and Denver, where we host our cloud. We have unique virtualized network and security. So from the standpoint of failover, if any of you have dealt with a failover where you have to deal with all the network related aspects, you don't want to be reconfiguring your entire network while you're failing over to a secondary facility. So The way that we treat that with virtualized networking, you do not have to readdress all of your systems. We're bringing the complete site online and bringing all of the replicas online at that secondary site without touching any of the operating system configuration. And we have a variety of different replication mechanisms which we will use in order to meet the RPO. Now, typically, customers that we're talking to are trying to meet recovery time objectives of, say, 4 hours or less. Oftentimes, it's 2 hours or less. So as I mentioned, you have a metering appliance at one or more customer sites. This is where we're tracking the resource consumption. Over here on the right, we've got an MPLS connection. We're doing replication off to the secondary site. You're landing on shared infrastructure, which from a virtualization standpoint, there are virtualized aspects of networking, and also it is a vSphere-based virtualization layer from a hypervisor standpoint. And then from storage, because of the replication mechanisms that we use, we're storage agnostic. You know, from a consumption standpoint, you really shouldn't have to worry about what type of infrastructure we're running. You want it to be abstracted enough that you can land on anything. As long as we're meeting the SLAs, it doesn't matter. And as this contrasts, of course, to how you would treat this from a legacy standpoint, this is landing on shared infrastructure, so there's obvious economic benefits to that. It's secure. All tenants are completely isolated, but you're not having to dedicate infrastructure per customer, which would be a very significant cost. And obviously, if you're doing this yourself, there's a huge cost to that. That's basically 2x what you would normally spend. So I'll skip ahead because Marty has given me the word. This is mainly talking about the virtualized networking aspects. And once you're failed over, employees access their systems at the remote site any number of ways. It could be the replica systems relative to Citrix presentation services, virtualized VPN devices, terminal services, SSL VPN, IPsec VPN, and we also offer some managed VPN services if a customer needs it. It's typically only on the smaller shops. Enough on the facilities. Oh no, that didn't render right. So I just wanted to close with a simple example. It's a very small shop, 30 to 35 virtual machines, a three-host cluster, and the various resource aspects. So based on a customer owning and operating their DR solution, we project that a customer of this size would spend approximately $350,000 over a 60-month period. If you focus on the resource demands of hosting that workload in a cloud-based facility like ours, what you see over on the right is a cost benefit of approximately a 50 to 60% reduction in your overall IT spend over that same period. And then there's a differential down at the bottom of it's $150,000 over a 60-month period. If you were to fail over and run out of the facility for an additional 4 months, you're looking at another $8,000. So it's a net difference of, you're up to 158. It's not a very significant difference, even when you're running out of that facility. So it's very compelling from an economic standpoint to leverage a third party, to have the appropriate objectives met, to not have to spend that, to not have to own and operate that, and also save money over the term. So, thank you.